The following program is transcribed.
For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. You know, ladies, especially today, with all the promises about this new wash day product and that new wash day product, the exciting news about deep cleaning Oxidol is of utmost importance to you. For deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes deep clean, sparkling clean. It reaches deep down into fabrics and washes out gray dirt left in by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, this is a fact that's been proved to women in amazing washing demonstrations. And I'd like you to hear from Mrs. Eugene Wessentarp of St. Bernard, Ohio, who saw this demonstration. Listen.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. Or at least I thought they were clean because I just washed them with the leading suds the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Wessendorf. And ladies, I predict you'll get a big surprise, too, first time you use deep cleaning Oxidol. See for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And for the biggest surprise, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright. Clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, the whole issue of the cousins came sharply into focus yesterday when Fay told Ma about Sylvester's proposal of marriage. And so, now, at last, Ma is squarely confronted with the question. Are the cousins the terrible people Scuffle insists they are? With her beloved Faye's happiness at stake, Ma can no longer try to smooth over and avoid the issue. Well, when we left Ma and Scuffle yesterday, they were at Effie's trying to get at the truth about the money Sylvester took from Willie and Effie. Let's turn the clock back a moment. Ma and Scuffle and Evie are there in Evie's kitchen. Listen.
Evie, something has come up that... Oh, Evie, I don't know what you've been telling Scuffle or what Scuffle's been asking, but I just heard something which Evie, it's more important than ever now. We've got to learn the truth. Are the cousins bad people for interest? Once and for all, Evie, did you and Willie turn over some money to Cousin Sylvester?
Evie, answer your ma.
No.
Oh, Evie.
No, you won't tell me, Evie? Or, no, you didn't turn over no money to Sylvester?
No, I won't tell you. Because it's nobody's business except me and Willie's business what we do with our money. I don't care what's come up. Nobody's got the right to come around and treat me like me and Willie don't have brains or something.
Oh, Evie, me and ma don't want no information about your business deals. We don't want to know what your deal is. We're just asking, did Cousin Sylvester speak the truth when he said no, he ain't got any deal with you and Willie?
Cousin Sylvester told you there's no deal?
That's what Sylvester says, isn't it?
Well, and that's what I say, too. There's no deal. I certainly must say, Ma, it surprises me that my own mother should have such a low opinion of the cousins that she got to check up on everything they say to her. Her own cousins. And she's the one who goes around telling everybody she loves the cousins.
Every person fits. If you wasn't a grown woman, I'd turn you over my knee. You apologize to your ma, you ungrateful girl. After everything your ma's gone and done for you.
Never mind, Shuffle. Stop it. Stop it. That's all right. I reckon I had that coming to me, Evie, what you said. It seemed nice for me to ask around and how did you express it? Check up on what the cousin said. Makes me feel kind of ashamed of myself. I never wanted to do it, Evie, and I believe if you look back over the years, you'll discover that it ain't often that I ask such questions. But, Evie, there's some things worse than trying to protect them you love. There's trying to hurt them who love you.
Well, I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I'm just trying to get along.
Ma's been trying to protect you, Evie. Because what if the cousins have been out to hurt us, you and me and everybody else? That's what we're trying to find out, Evie. If the cousins are people so bad, so wicked, that they'd hurt you and Ma and everybody who loves them.
Hurt us how, Shuffle?
I don't know how. That's what we're trying to find out from you. Evie, for the last time, did that no good Sylvester tell lies to Ma and Faye about his business deal with you, or didn't he?
So you don't know. You got not one single thing to go on. Oh, I'm surprised at you, Shuffle. And as for you, Ma, don't you see it's not the cousins making the trouble telling lies? It's Shuffle.
Evie,
I've known Shuffle for over 30 years. And in all that time, it's never come to my attention that Shuffle has told a lie. In fact, maybe part of our trouble this very minute comes from not paying enough attention to what Shuffle has been telling us. Shuffle himself has done everything that anybody could ask him to do. He's paid his price for not getting along with the cousins. If it comes out that Shuffle is right, then the rest of us will never be able to make up to him for what he's done through these past months. And never until now saying anything except that he himself has been in the wrong. You know that that's true, Eddie. Shuffle always come right out and said he didn't like the cousins. But he's also said, right until now, that it's been his own fault. Oh, Evie, will you answer our question about the business deal with Cousin Sylvester? Evie, it's terribly important.
Evie, Ma's begging you.
No.
Come on, Evie. If she won't, she won't. All right, Evie. Thank you, Mother.
Where are you headed for, Ma? Lumber yard or the house?
Oh, I reckon I stop at the house first. Yes, way past lunchtime. Land, you should have bought that pretty little car, Shuffle. There won't be a bus back to Middleboro till after 1 o'clock.
No, don't worry about me, Ma. This is more important. Ma, you come busting into Evie's and you said that something real important has come up. You was real upset. You want to tell me what upset you, Ma? Why you went rushing over to Evie's after you'd already been there once, or... Sure, guess.
I don't know if you can guess, Shuffle. Oh, I'm almost set. Man, Evie's right.
Oh, no, Ma. Evie ain't right. Evie's wrong. Because, like always, Ma Perkins' motives ain't mean or selfish or silly. Ma Perkins' motives are the best. It ain't just the cousins you're asking about. It ain't just Evie and Willie that you're trying to protect. Here's my guess, Ma. Now, it's Faye.
She told you.
Yes, Ma. I reckon I was the first one she did tell. How Cousin Sylvester wants to marry her. Ain't that it?
Oh, Shuffle, ever since Faye told me. Laying that 1 hour ago. My head is going round and round. I am ashamed. I'm more ashamed than I've ever been in my whole life. It's just so small of me. So cheap.
Oh, what, Ma.
You couldn't be small and cheap even if you set your mind to it.
Cousins have been good enough for me until now. I took them into the house. I got Cousin Ed and Cousin Sylvester working down at the Perkins Lumberyard. Benita comes and sets with me of an evening. Sylvester and my Faye go out together of an evening. I enjoy having the cousins here. Even when you moved away, I don't have to tell you how much I missed you, Cecil. But even then, I didn't spare myself. I let you go. But now, because it stays, suddenly I get all excited. If Cousin Sylvester been good enough until now, why do I suddenly go around? Like Eddie said, suddenly I'm suspicious. Maybe he ain't good enough. That's why I say I'm cheap, Cecil. That's why I say I'm ashamed.
Oh, Ma. The thing about you is that you're the most natural, the most human person in the whole world. And still you've got such a modest opinion of yourself. Is there a mother in the whole world who wouldn't feel like you feel? That she's got to find out the facts about the man her daughter wants to marry. Tarnation, Ma. Nobody ever said you shouldn't love the cousin. You ain't been wrong to love the cousins. It just means that the cousins have been wrong, taking your love and using it to their own advantage.
Yeah, I see. Oh, Cecil, Cecil, it's so good having you by my side again. And now that as I walk along, I can see it, it ain't only safe. If the cousins are... Well, if they're bad people, and it's Willie's and Eddie's future, too. Because then it's like you've been saying it's the cousins who made Willie quit his job at the Lumberyard. The ones who took his money. And you. Oh, you, Shuffle.
Yes, Ma. But as we talk, we still don't have one single solitary speck of proof. Let's change the subject, Ma. You figure Faye likes Sylvester enough to marry him?
She ain't made up her mind. You think Sylvester's so much. Faye just wants to get married again before Paulette gets me older.
Oh, tarnation, Ma. There must be something we can do.
Yes. But what? Oh, let me think.
Ladies, if you have a really big wash to do each wash day, you'll especially welcome Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the giant economy-size package. You'll find that this giant economy-size Oxidol will do almost any family's wash for a whole month. Yes, just one giant economy-size package of Oxidol can do a family's wash for a whole month. And what a wash you'll get with this Deep Cleaning Oxidol. A wash so sparkling clean you can see it's clean, feel it's clean, even smell it clean. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, ask your dealer for Deep Cleaning Oxidol today in the giant economy size package that does most any family's wash for a whole month. And so, once more, Ma and Shuffle run up against a wall without a door. And as Faye's answer to Sylvester, nothing means as much to Ma as her beloved Faye. Well, events take another surprising turn, and the truth comes out at last, tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, transcribed, same time, same station.